It's true, what I said to Mia. In the short time I've lived here, I've never found One Folgate Street a frightening place. But now, the silence and the emptiness seem to take on a more sinister hue. Ridiculous, of course, like being scared after a ghost story. All the same, I select the brightest light setting and go round checking for... what? Not intruders, obviously. But for some reason, the house no longer feels quite so protective. It feels like I'm being watched. I shake the feeling away. Even when I first moved in, I reminded myself it felt like a film set. I enjoyed the sensation then. All that's happened since is some stupid, abortive sex with Edward Monkford and the discovery that he likes a certain type of woman. Lying at the bottom of the stairs with her skull smashed in. Without quite meaning to, I go and stare at the spot. Is that a faint outline of a bloodstain long since scrubbed clean? But of course, I don't even know there was any blood. I look up. Above me, at the top of the stairs, I see something. A chink of light that hasn't been there before. I go up the stairs, cautiously, my eyes fixed on it. As I get nearer, it takes on the outline of a small door, no more than 5 feet high, a hidden panel in the wall, similar in construction to the concealed cupboards in the bedroom and kitchen. I hadn't even realised it was there. Hello? I call out. There's no reply.